Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing today? I hope it's great wherever you are in this big, bold world. It's really nice up here in Boston. We're starting to thaw out. I mean, I've had 5 feet of snow in my front window of the house, and I'm telling you, I can't even get the dogs to go outside. It's unbelievable. So it's in the 40s today, and that is really a gift, I have to say. So I hope that it's shining in your world, wherever you are, and you're making our world shine by being here as part of the show, whether you're listening live or listening on replay or downloading the show to your mobile device on iTunes. You know that we can't be here without you. The show's doing really, really well with thousands and thousands of downloads. And, you know, without you here and supporting the show, we can't bring you great guests like we have today. And our guest today, wow, he's from New Zealand. How's that? Is that, like, totally happening or what? So we are really, really excited to have Tom O'Neill with us. And before I read his bio, I just wanted to remind you to make sure that you follow us and mark us as a favorite so you get those worry-free updates, because I tell you, we have so many exciting guests. I am now booked into June full for you. And I have to say that I can't even book any more shows right now. I've had a bunch of requests and I just can't book any more shows. It's like every single day is practically full. So make sure that you follow us. But you know, today's focus is really fabulous. It's a little different. It's all about career and presenting yourself the best, getting those goals set. Our guest today is an expert with careers internationally. He's frequently on international TV and just amazing, amazing man. And he really knows how to make you shine on your CV, resume preparation. So let me just tell you a little bit about Tom O'Neill before we bring him on. And if you have a question for Tom, I suggest that you get in line and dial now, because he is an expert and you could pay a big consultant fee. But that's one of the benefits to listening to this show, is being able to speak to the guest live. So call into 347-637-1318, press 1 for host, and you can ask Tom your career question. So let me tell you now a little bit about Tom. He has a degree in psychology, and he was brought up in an environment associated in human resources and recruitment, and he also has a degree majoring in social and perceptual psychology. This guy is really well-schooled. After developing and selling two recruitment consulting agencies, Tom consulted independently in human resources to a number of leading national and international organizations. After two short periods doing community work for his church in the Philippines and India, I so respect people that are dedicated to service and walk the talk. Thank you for that, Tom. Tom joined Deloitte Touche is a management consultant specializing in human resources. He has had a number of articles printed in various magazines and newspapers and has been interviewed on numerous television and radio shows in relation to CV and resume and career matters. And I would highly recommend that you go to his phenomenal website, which I love, which is www.tomoneil.com, and you can see all of the resources he has. It is really, really an exciting journey just to go through those pages he has. Tom has also been a committee member in the Northern Region of the governing body of the recruitment industry and now specializes in resume creation and career support as managing director of his company in New Zealand. And you can, again, contact Tom direct at tom@cv.co.nz and visit his website. And we are so excited to have you here. Tom, hello.
Are you there? Am indeed, and a real pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Deb.
You are an amazing person, and you know this is called the Best People We Know radio show, so you have to be the best to get on. It's one of the qualifications. If you're not authentic, if you're not making a difference in your own life and the lives of others, then you can't get on the show. But since you have successfully achieved that all over the world, you definitely qualify, Tom.
You're very kind. I'm feeling very humble at the moment. Thank you very much for the lovely introduction.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, inquiring minds want to know. We already have people on the line ready to talk to you. But, you know, before we get started, why don't you share a little bit? I mean, there's so many things that we can talk about today. You have a great formula, compass, that is all about goal achievement and how to be successful to create that resume and making sure that you're bringing out the best. And if you don't know what your goals are, you can't achieve them. But, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit in your experience, why do some people fail achieving their goals and living their purpose and reaching their potential, and other people succeed?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, people spend more time planning their wedding. You know, and don't get me wrong, I've been married for 9 years. We needed to plan very long and hard for that wedding day. But, you know, people plan for their wedding, they research a second-hand car, and they, you know, you do all the checklists and stuff. But they don't actually have a structure for their life. You know, they don't have any goals for where they actually want to go themselves. They've got everything they need to know about the dress, or everything they need to know about the second-hand car, or everything they need to know about the trip they're going to be doing. They know where they're going to go and research and what museums, etc. They're going to go on a long journey. But, like, people spend half an hour planning their life, generally. And, you know, goal setting for me is just so vital, absolutely vital. And so you either set goals or you just sort of drift.
So you would say the number one key that separates those, I guess you say, fail or succeed, would be the ability to have the discipline and the passion to just set some goals.
Yeah, and I mean, we're not talking, you know, hundreds of hours. We're talking sitting down with a pen and paper, and just getting stuck in, just writing them down. It's you know, it's not rocket science. But unfortunately, you know, the TV shows get in the way, or PlayStation gets in the way, or life just gets in the way, and then next thing we know, you know, there's no real direction. I mean, if you don't know where you're going, any wind will take you there. But it's so important just to have that direction. I know certainly for myself and my family.
And you know, sometimes I don't mean to be morbid here, but I know one of the exercises that frequently gets me in mode is just thinking about, well, what am I going to be like on my deathbed, you know? What am I going to be like? And if I visualize that, then usually something comes to me that I need to do. You know, that feels like, my gosh, if I don't do this or if I don't finish this, I'm not going to be complete. And, you know, I think a lot of times, at least the people I speak with, and you know, I really want you to share, because a lot of people just say, you know, I don't even know what my goals are. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I'm good at. I don't even know what my talents are. You know, how do you help someone like that? Because I know that that's where you really are, you know, shining and helping people all around the world, is to really discover what it is that they're supposed to be doing. I mean, people know, they just don't actually know how to articulate it. But, you know, share.
It's actually quite simple. What I suggest, if you're in a position where you're thinking, well, where should I go? You know, what's my passion? What am I good at? Just go and ask 10 family members, 10 friends. Just ask them, you know, what are the things I do well? What are the things I don't do well? Because a lot of the time that's just as important. And then suddenly, by getting, you know, just need to get fair and honest feedback from your family members and friends. And by doing that, you then start to build up a bit of a picture of the type of person that you are, the type of things that you should be concentrating on. For example, if they talk a lot about, you know, you're very analytical, you know, well, then that is suddenly a whole range of careers related to data. If they say that, you know, you really enjoy people, well, bang, suddenly now there's a whole new world starting to open up. And it's really asking the big questions first. As you just said yourself, Deb, you know, you know when you're lacking motivation, you think, well, you might want to be like on the deathbed. I mean, that's super long-term planning, you know. And so it's, you know, taking that big view first. What are the big things that I'm good at? What are the big things I'm not so good at? And then really honing those down, and suddenly you'll start to get a real, you know, career or at least life area that you can start to focus on and do more research in.
Yeah, you know, and that's so easy, and that doesn't really cost a lot of money, just asking 10 people, family, friends, co-workers, you know, what am I good at? And that's just a great exercise. I mean, if somebody is listening right now, you've just already made the effort, you know, you've gotten your payback just from that one exercise to listen today. And that's what we're about, is getting new ideas. Because if you don't have new ideas and new ways of thinking, you're not going to have new ways of being and doing. So, you know, that's a great one. And, you know, I think that a lot of people forget about, and again, I'm not trying to take away from all of the resources that people should be connecting with you on at TomO'Neill.com, but, you know, also there's a lot of resources in our own communities. I know here we have a community college that offers the Myers-Briggs test and some other assessment tests for what you're good at, what your aptitudes are. And I would encourage people to take advantage of a lot of these resources in our local communities. Wouldn't you suggest that?
100%. Absolutely 100%. Because, you know, this isn't something that should, you know, necessarily cost a lot of money. This is something that you just try and get a bit smart about. As I say, contact family, friends, leverage those resources in the community. That's why they're there, you know, and people want you to use them, you know. So just get out there, be really proactive, and just really get stuck in, because I would suggest the majority of people don't know what their passion is in life. And as soon as you find that passion, it just absolutely changes your whole approach, your whole thinking. And, you know, these resources are there waiting to be used.
Yeah, and Tom, you know, I want to get up in the morning and say, good morning, God. I don't want to say, good God, it's morning, you know. Really, I mean, you know, there's a choice there, right?
And absolutely.
And, you know, when you talk about people discovering their passion, you know, that's the difference in the morning, isn't it, in our whole day? And then life becomes a joy. And, yeah, we are all going to have, I mean, every single human being, no matter where you are, New Zealand or otherwise, you know, we all have suffering, but we all want to be happy. We all want to be purposeful. We all want to be peaceful. And what you offer is a new mindset, your goal achievement program compass. I'm really excited to share this with the listeners, because I think it's brilliant. We're going to take a short break and come back and let everybody know that you should be calling your friends right now, because this is unique to Tom. This is why he is on TV stations all over the world and written up in numerous major respected newspapers and magazines. And Tom is going to go through all his steps of compass in about 30 seconds. So we'll see you in a second.
Is your life crazy? Do you want to transform your challenges into celebrations? You can with the right guidance system. Check out Deb Scott's award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. Readers on Amazon.com give The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue 5-star rave reviews. Visit Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com to get your copy and sign up for her free Mind Vitamin newsletter. Get The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue and step into your greatness today. Go to greenskyandbluegrass.com now.
Okay. Little break there with a lot of fun. A shameless plug, I guess, but it did sound pretty, didn't it, Tom?
Sounded excellent. Very impressive.
The great Sandy did that for me, and she's just really great. So many great people with a lot of talent. We all help each other. But Tom, so now that we're back, everybody, with Tom O'Neill, he has created Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, and it's a goal achievement program. And at the end of the show, you're going to want to connect with Tom, and you probably want to sign up and work with him. He has coaching for individuals, for corporations. He really helps everybody be their best. So we want to get a flavor for this because this is going to be a taste that is going to change our lives. So take it away, Tom.
Well, thank you very much, Deb. Well, Compass is based on 7 steps. If you like, Deb, I'll just run through them just relatively briefly.
The first step is,
the first step is C. Obviously, it all spells Compass. C is consider. Consider your starting point. Where are you today? Be honest. Most people, when they do goal setting, they just sort of grab a pen and paper and just start writing stuff. And while that's all well and good, it's really important to know, firstly, actually where you are. You know, where am I? Where am I sitting right now? Financially, spiritually, emotionally, you know, all, you know, family-wise. And so we have a little thing called the Compass Life Clock, a little exercise. And it basically just helps a person understand exactly where they're sitting right now. And it's an actually great little tool because it can be used almost daily if you want to. And just really takes a snapshot of what's important and how successful you are in these things currently. So that's really, really important because if you don't know your starting point, you can't really take off properly. If you want to save $100,000, let's say, or let's say $30,000, it makes a huge difference if you're minus $2,000 in the bank or plus $2,000 in the bank for achieving your goal. So really, the starting point, consider, is absolutely vital. From there, pardon me, we do opportunity. In opportunity, we do a bucket list. We just really want to get people thinking big, thinking, well, long term, what are the things I want to do? You know, when I'm 90 or 95 or 100 and I'm sitting at my retirement home and I'm rocking in my chair, what are the things I want to look back on and point to and say, I did that. I achieved this. This happened in my life, you know, and really, really actively going out of your way to do that. Step three is M, map. Those who fail to plan to fail. And we use SMART goals there, Deb. Now, SMART goals, I'm sure many of you listeners would have heard SMART goals, but, you know, a SMART goal is something specific. So when you write a goal, it has to be specific. It has to be measurable. It has to be actually attainable, of course, something you can achieve. It has to be relevant to your life. And finally, it has to be timely, because if it's timely, you know when you have to achieve it by, and then you can set up many goals all the way through to make sure you're on track. P is proceed. Start taking active steps towards your goals and move forward. What happens is people write down all their goals. I know I did this many years ago. Did a Tony Robbins course. It was fantastic. Wrote all these goals, then put them in the drawer and didn't look at them for a year.
The seeds for your garden in your kitchen drawer don't really grow it too well. You kind of have to get them in the soil to get them to grow.
And that's exactly what this is. So it's just basically a commitment to sit down and write 10 things you can do this month to start actively achieving some of these goals. That's what I love, this part, because it actually, when you start to knock off 3 or 4 of these goals, suddenly, you know, bang, you know, you're starting to feel good about this whole process. It's something really, really active. Then A for assess, and assess is ongoing. Are my goals on track? Are they relevant to my life today? I had the honour of getting married to my beautiful wife, Sarah, 9 years ago. I read some goals I wrote before I met Sarah. And they're all sort of, you know, classic car collection and all this sort of stuff, typical boy things. And, you know, suddenly you get married and you've got 2 kids. suddenly the classic car collection would be more like you needed like a hole in the head. So it's really important to go back and assess your life as you go through and assess those goals and change those goals if needed. They don't have to stay the same. Now, score is the second to last S. Work hard towards completing your goals. Give it 100. And, you know, stopping at 90% isn't good enough. It's about knocking that goal off. And finally, success. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back. It's when you achieve your goal, whatever that goal is, and bear in mind we should all have, you know, lots of goals, you know, on the go. When you knock that goal off, you know, you want to celebrate. My wife Sarah and I, with the birth of our second child, Joseph, he's a great little boy. We were knee deep in nappies and or diapers, as you say in the US, is that right?
Yeah.
So about the language difficulties, knee deep in diapers, and I said to my wife, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and you're doing the next diaper change, and I said to my wife, oh, how much longer is this going to be? And she said, well, let's save to go to Europe, and when the boys, you know, finish, you know, training and university, or go to that first job and leave home, we'll go to a trip to Europe. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. So Sarah's diligently started saving $20 a week, and we've now got almost $7,000 in the bank account. The boys are 5 and 6 now, but it's just that will be a celebration for our goal of raising our boys well. And so it can be big things, it can be small things, but you know when you have something to celebrate, it's just so wonderful to be able to toast it with a celebration at the end.
Yeah, and I love that, and I don't think we do that enough. I mean, every year we should be celebrating our birthday. We should be. Although as I get older, it's like, you know, I'm like, woo! But, you know, I have a friend of mine who's a breast cancer survivor, and every year she has a birthday with, you know, looking at her daughter is 1 year that she didn't think she was going to have. So when she has a birthday,
awesome.
Yeah, and you know, I really think that when we take time to celebrate those things, we really, I want to say, give ourselves more momentum to succeed even more. You think?
I think it's like a snowball. You know, you start to get that happening, that momentum happening, and then you know you start to knock some of these goals off, and then you know you have these little celebrations, whatever it may be, a bar of chocolate, something small. Don't have a bar of chocolate if you've just had a goal to lose, you know, 5 kgs though, 5 pounds. But it just gives that momentum and gives that excitement. And then you feel as if you're achieving, which of course you are. And the reason, one of the main reasons why people give up on goals is because they feel like they're not achieving. But it's because they don't take steps to achieve. So that whole celebration really helps that.
Mm. Amazing, amazing creation there, the Compass system. I love it. And again, I encourage everyone to go to Tom's website, TomO'Neill.com, so that you can see. I mean, he has a beautiful website. His smiling face is there, and he's been on so many TV shows, but he has a lot of resources. You know, sometimes we go to websites, and it's just all, you know, hype or not really giving me tools that I can walk away with. And you know, Tom's website is worth the visit. You can't go there without getting something, learning something, and experience something positive. And he's always updating it and changing it, so you know, make sure that you visit that. You know, I just want to segue a little bit into your expertise of resume writing and CVs and so forth, because, you know, let's say somebody listening has, you know, been to the point of going through Compass, you know, maybe they're hiring you, working with you, but, you know, they've really got an idea of their goals, what they want to do, what their vision is, they want to reach their full potential, and now they've come across a particular job they want to get, and now it's time to present themselves in the best way possible to get themselves in the door to speak with that corporation or organization. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs wouldn't necessarily have to do that, but still you need to present yourself if you're going to get, you know, loans or companies
absolutely.
Or work with. So Right. So I really think that this applies to somebody working for a corporation or an entrepreneur. So how do you help people present themselves the best that they can be in a CV and resume?
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, it's about tailoring the solution for the client. Now, when I say the client, that's not the person. That's, for example, working with someone. That's not my client. That's the candidate's client, i.e. the company. Because the company, when a company advertises a job, let's say, they're actually advertising a problem they have. They're advertising something that is an issue, i.e. if they don't have another customer services person in the company by 2 weeks' time from now, there's going to be some major problems. You know, if they don't have a general manager in the company in two weeks' time, there's going to be some major problems. You know, so when they advertise a job, they advertise a problem. The thing to remember then is to be the solution to that problem. What I mean is when you look at an advertisement or you look at a job description, generally it says this is the name of the title of the job. These are the 10 responsibilities we have that you'll be responsible for doing. But then they have the really key part, and this is where you really need to focus. It says we are after a person with these skills, these attributes, these qualifications, and that's what you target. That's what you highlight in your resume. So when the person reads when the HR person, the recruiter, the general manager, whoever's reading the resume, when they read those points, they're actually reading the tailored solution that they are after, rather than just another person sending a resume and hoping for the best.
Mm. So really, when you're looking at a job and you're looking at the description, you just need to rewire your mind to say, okay, this is the problem that they have. These
yes,
are the solutions
absolutely.
That I bring to the problem, and then tailoring your resume to highlight that. So, you know, if somebody has their...
Well.
What was that?
Sorry, Deb. And your cover letter as well, of course.
Oh, good point. And I think that's another thing that we really need to focus on, because I firmly believe that the cover letter sometimes is more important than the actual resume, because the cover letter, you know, the resume tells me what you can do, but to me, I look at it with people that are asking to be guests on the radio show or working with me in any other capacity. You know, when you write a cover letter, you're really saying this is who I am and this is why I want to
yes.
be of service to you. And that really shows more character traits. Are they respectful? Are they personable? Have they taken time to research the company? Are they, you know, looking at it from the All About Me show or the All About We show? And,
yeah.
you know, that really allows you to project, I think, a personality and character trait and separate yourself from somebody else, because if you can't care enough to research that company, to know something about who you're writing to, a personal thing, or I came across your website, or I think, you know, that this is something that we have, you know, mutual win-win opportunities with. You know, if you can't do that with me, how can you possibly do that in the company or in your company? You know, and
yes,
that is an opportunity. It's a great opportunity, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, Deb. I mean, 100%. You know, it's where you connect with the reader. You know, I call the cover letter the frame to the CV. You know, the Mona Lisa is worth $700 million, but the frame around the Mona Lisa is probably worth $10,000. But without the frame, the Mona Lisa is just a piece of pine board, you know, with an incredible painting, but you know, tatty edges, etc. It's the frame around the Mona Lisa that gives the Mona Lisa such gravity, if that makes sense. It frames it, and that's exactly what a cover letter should do. It should frame the CV, so when it's read with, you know, with real direction, real power, and as you say yourself, real character.
I love that visual frame. Can I recycle that happiness
Absolutely.
There? Can I use that? Do you give me permission to use that frame with the Mona Lisa now? I love it. Yeah, because, you know, if somebody's thanking you right off in the cover letter, you know, thank you for your time and consideration, or, you know, I've researched, you know, somebody that says, thank you right off the bat to me is going to keep my attention. Rather than just, I want to work for your company. Here's my resume.
Yeah. I mean, and it's professionalism. I mean, one thing I've noticed in, over the last 20 years in HR and recruitment, human resources and recruitment, is the standard of English and English writing and letters, et cetera, has just fallen apart. I mean, yeah, it's very, very rare these days to actually get a nice letter. You know, it's either in text language, don't even start me there, or, and just some sort of, you know, semi-indescribable scrawl in a way, even though it's typed. It just blows me away. So, you know, we're certainly very happy, Deb, for your listeners, just to email out to them tools we've got on, like cover letters and all that sort of stuff as well. Just one thing I'd love to add, if it's okay, Deb.
Please do.
One thing, there's a book, it's the world's best-selling career guide called What Colour Is Your Parachute? And I had the honour of being published in What Colour Is Your Parachute in 2008, and the 2008 edition, every edition since. My addition to that is a thing on a section on achievements and helping a person highlight their achievements in their CV. For me, or resume, for me, it's a two-prong approach. It's A, tailoring yourself to the solution as the solution to the company, but also B, then highlighting your achievements in your resume. I mean, if Tiger Woods wrote his CV and put occupation, golfer, responsibilities, hit ball, of course it doesn't say how good he is at golf, you know. And it's really highlighting the achievements you've had in your career and selling those through your resume. So you may have been awarded further responsibility in your role. You may have been involved in coaching, training, mentoring other staff. You may have worked on some special projects. You may have been promoted. Of course, it's about highlighting those things in your resume. So when an employer reads it, they're reading about someone who's achieved. They're not reading about someone who's just done stuff. You know, your CV...
We had a question in the chat room too, but I wanted to make sure that before I read that you completed this thought, because I think it is really powerful what you're saying.
A CV shouldn't tell, resume shouldn't tell, a resume should sell, you know. It's a sales document. You're effectively creating a brochure of John Smith to sell John Smith. And so when you highlight, you know, when you look at any sort of brochure of any product out there, they all go on about why my product is better than the competing products. You know, we've got less allergens, we've got this or that, it's scented, it's not scented, you know, whatever. And so that's a differentiator for the reader, for the consumer. And it's the same sort of approach. These achievements help differentiate me as a career specialist over someone else is a career specialist. My work's been translated into 9 languages, you know, for example. I mean, just that fact alone helps me stand out. And there'll be things your listeners
Yeah, I would say since you've been in What Color Is Your Parachute, I think that most people know that book. And for you to be in that 2008 edition, you know, again, is a testimony to the difference that you're making. And, you know, it's just... I think humility is another quality of greatness, appreciate that. I don't mean to be cutting you off. We only have 10 minutes left, and I want to get to this question in the chat room from Elizabeth, because it looks as though she's been researching getting to New Zealand with some visas and so forth. So let me just, if you can be patient with me, it says, Tom, if someone is looking to move to New Zealand from the States, what would you recommend as a first start to applying? And also what she's saying is that we have looked at the visa process and we both have plenty of points to enter.
Right.
So now it is the resume to the right agency or group. Does someone, would you be able to help them with that? I guess is what they're asking, and any comments. There may be somebody else listening that wants to go to another country. Hey, the world is shrinking, so go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, the world is shrinking. We've created CVs, designed resumes for people on every continent of the planet, you know. Scott Bates in Antarctica, you know, everywhere. It's just amazing, you know. But
Elizabeth wanting to go to New Zealand is not unusual, and you can answer this, so.
Absolutely. Well, hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for listening. Of course, you've looked at visas and you know obviously what you need to achieve there, so that's great. In regards to getting your resume out, it's really a matter of getting it everywhere. Resumes are like lotto tickets. If you send one out, or if you've got one somewhere, you've only got one chance. So if you buy one lotto ticket, you've only got one chance to win lotto. If you buy 1,000 lotto tickets, you get 1,000 chances. Not that I'm saying you should go and buy 1,000 lotto tickets necessarily. But it's resumes. You know, the more resumes you have in the marketplace, the higher the chance of you getting employment. Because when an employer has a resume in front of them, they can make an employment decision about you. If they don't have it in front of you, they can't. So it's getting it everywhere, getting it to all the recruitment consultancies, getting it to, you know, contacting organisations direct. If you're an IT specialist, contact all the IT companies in New Zealand. And, I mean, that sounds a grandiose task, but, you know, if you're serious, you'll do it. You know, it's, you know, you know, think of 20 or 30 of the largest companies in New Zealand in regards to IT. Contact them, preferably by the phone, introduce yourself, and email a copy of your resume to them.
What about if someone wanted to hire you, Tom? Would you be someone that they could hire you to help find out what those 30 companies are? Because if we're in the United States and want to go to New Zealand, we're not going to have the inside scoop as to who all those recruiters are, who all those people are, who all those companies are. You know, we just know that, well, there's a talent here and what, you know, the problem solution theme that you had described. Do you help people with that?
Absolutely. Certainly very happy to point people in the right direction. No problems at all. In regards to, you know, the particular organisations or, you know, the recruitment consultancies, etc. And just, give people some good ideas and good ways to go.
So you really, I mean, you're just a wealth of knowledge. So they could actually hire you to help get in touch with those people.
Oh, absolutely.
With those companies.
Sure. Oh,
100%. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so how would they – because we're running out of time here. Can you believe that we are – I can't believe that this is – we're out of time. This is at the end of the show. I'm looking at a very busy chat room, all the best people we know. I cannot believe how fast this show went and how much I have learned. So I know that the people listening have learned a tremendous amount as well. And you are such an inspiration. You're such an expert. You're such a talent. And you're so humble and so honest and just so filled with love. I mean, I just feel so excited to just, you know, be my best. And I know that others listening or on replay want to do the same. So how do they give us your email address, how to connect with you, something that's going on, any specials that you have to help people that were listening to the show, et cetera, et cetera?
No problem. Thanks, Deb. Well, they've got the two main websites. The career website is www.cvcharlievictor.co.nz. And that really specialises in CV, resume development, and career management. On the other side is Tom O'Neill, that's O-N-E-I-L.com. And TomO'Neill.com is focused on goal achievement, especially with Compass Goal Program. I've got programs I run with individuals, and we do it remotely primarily. So, of course, any listeners overseas, not currently based in New Zealand, can do it just as easily as, of course, people based right here. They're one-on-one coaching programs. They start at sort of a three-hour program and go up all the way up to a 10-hour program, which is broken up over 6 months and really helping people become accountable for their goal setting and goal development.
Wow. Okay, that's, I'm telling you, anybody listening, if you want to be your best, and you're certainly worth it. I know that I had something break on my dishwasher from frozen pipes, and I'm telling you, if I told you how much I had to pay to get that fixed, we're certainly worth the investment in ourselves to live our full potential. And you are an expert. I mean, you know, everybody's heard of What Color Is Your Parachute, and to know that you're in the 2008 edition.
Well, 2008 to current, so I've been in it for the last 5 years now.
Oh, my gosh. I apologize.
No.
But No, that's okay. I mean, I tell you what, I am in awe. I am in awe, and I know people listening are in awe, too. And it's just, you're so approachable, and you're just so genuine in your willingness and desire to help people be their best. And, you know, your life, just your, you know, your family and everything is just a great, great testimony to everything that you're doing. You're also on LinkedIn and Facebook and all the social networks, yes?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Certainly work very hard on the old sort of social side to get the word spread.
Okay. Well, you're getting a lot of kudos. I know. I think that Elizabeth has written up that she's definitely going to be in touch with you, you and her husband, and both of them. Yes, easy for me to say. But, I know that you've inspired a lot of people, and everybody connect with Tom. We'll have to have him back on to continue to tell us. But, you know, I think everybody can say, hey, what did we learn today besides being inspired to be our best? You know, the qualities to fail, to succeed, the goals, the compass system, consider where you are, look at those opportunities, think big. Create that map, perceive things, you know, assist, it's, you know, score success, celebrate those successes, realize that you are a solution. You are a solution to somebody's problem. And you
are
need,
a solution. That's right.
You are a solution to somebody's problem. And Tom can help you package yourself in a real powerful way to make sure that those people looking at your resume, reading your intro letter, your cover letter, know that they are so blessed in having a great opportunity to really just be introduced to you so that, you deserve it and you're worth it and Tom will help you be your best. So
just
thank
one
you,
thing,
Tom.
Eva, I'd really love the opportunity to any of your listeners, if they'd like a free copy of my major achievements questionnaire, just to email Tom, T-O-M, at CV. That's charlievictor.co.nz. So tom@cv.co.nz. I'll happily send them out a free copy of what my tool that's in What Colour Is Your Parachute, free of charge.
Wow. Hey, everybody, it's nice to get these free gifts for listening. I really appreciate that. So that's great. So you can get that free. Just email Tom and connect with him. And, you know, he's just a great person. You are who you associate with in this world. And if you want to be great, if you want to be positive, if you want to be your best, you have to get around people that have what you want. And surrounding yourself in transformation and meeting Tom and getting to know him is certainly a gift that, you know, you made the effort to do. So thank you, Tom, and we wish you all of the best and continued success, and I hope you come back on sometime.
Thank you very much. I just absolutely adore it. It's 5:30 here in the morning in New Zealand, so it's always a bit of fun when speaking to people in America, which I always enjoy. But, thank you so much, Deb. It's been a real privilege, and I'd love the opportunity one day to come back on.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness, 5:30 in the morning. You are unbelievable. You are just lightning. Okay. Well,
I was on TV yesterday, and so I was flying around the country and got back last night at about 8:30 and just completely crashed out. And my poor wife had to look after all the kids and everything because I was just needed to sleep. So I've got a lot on today, so you helped me get stuck in. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we thank you so much for coming on. What a gift you've been. And I know that everybody's going to want to share this with a friend, this show. You can, you know, get it downloaded on iTunes on your mobile device, carry it with you to the gym, recycle these mind vitamins that Tom's given you, share with a friend. You know, sometimes you have a friend that's out of work or a little down and out, and you're like, you know, geez, I wish I could do something for them. Hey, share this show. Share Tom and his wisdom and enthusiasm. If he's getting up at 5:30 in the morning for us, wow, I think that's the least we can do is make sure that we forward this. All right, well, tomorrow we have Sandy and Rick on from Midlife Road Trip. How fun is that? They are on national TV, and they are doing some really cool things to help you enjoy midlife. So be sure that you join us tomorrow for that show. And we just thank you for being part of the show, making us a success. If it wasn't for you, there would be no Best People We Know radio show. So keep coming back, and we'll keep bringing you guests. And have a blessed day, and enjoy being your best, because there's nothing more exciting than the discovery of the amazing you. Bye.
God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.